You're listening to episode 13 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 13. It's lucky 13, because today we are turning off and tuning out the noise. Now, what on earth is the noise? It's all the stuff that takes us out of the moment and out of living our best lives. It's the stuff that is purposely made to entice us to buy more and to make us feel as though we need something that we don't already have. Now, it's impossible to turn off all the noise, right? It's impossible to completely escape from the onslaught of ads everywhere, but we are certainly going to try. Today, we're going to tackle four means by which advertisements and noise come into our lives, and I'm going to give you specific strategies to help you as you seek to turn them off. We're going to first talk about junk mail, then we're going to talk about our cell phones. Thirdly, we're going to talk about email. And finally, we're going to talk about television. And again, for all of these modes, I'm going to give you simple, actionable steps to battle the onslaught of noise and advertisements that are continuously popping into your life unwanted. Don't go running for a pen, because as I do every week, I have written some incredibly detailed show notes for you with all the resources we're going to discuss today. You can find them at mamaminimalist.com/013. mamaminimalist.com/013. If you know you are going to want the show notes, but you're probably going to be sidetracked later, don't worry, it happens to all of us, go ahead and sign up via the link in the show notes to get the show notes sent directly to your inbox every single week. I promise I will only send you show notes. I will not send you spam. This episode is all about turning off the noise, and I certainly don't want to be noise for my listeners. Head on over to the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/013 and enter in your email address. From here on out, I will send the show notes directly to your inbox weekly. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of today's episode, I want to give a quick update for those of you who listened to episode 8 of this podcast, which was all about strategies to host a no-presents birthday party for your child. In that episode, I mentioned that my daughter was soon turning 4, and I was going to, for the first time, attempt a no presents birthday. And I promised I would report back with my results. If you haven't listened to the episode and are slightly intrigued by the idea of a no gifts birthday, definitely go back and listen to it. It's episode 8. However, I'll quickly give a rundown right now. Basically, I had one gigantic party for my two daughters, and I sent out two separate invitations. On the invitation I sent to my family members, so the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the aunts and uncles, at the bottom, in very clear, concise language, I wrote simply, "No gifts, please. Thank you." And then on the invitation that I sent my daughter's friends, which was exactly identical to the invitation I sent my family, by the way, there was just one quick difference. And the difference was, at the bottom, instead of writing "no gifts, please," I wrote, "Instead of presents for the birthday girls, please instead bring a wrapped children's book. Thank you." So I was really experimenting with two strategies I outlined in episode 8, which was A, ask for no gifts very explicitly, and B, ask for books, which can then be given to all the children as their goodie bag. So each kid at the party brings a book home instead of a plastic bag filled with junk. That was the experiment, and this was the results. When it came to my family members, so my family who received the no gifts, please invitation, some people listened, but most people didn't. When it came to my daughter's friends who received the invitation asking them to bring a wrapped children's book, every single guest obliged and complied. There were no extra gifts. The book swap went off swimmingly. It was a big hit. So no goodie bags, books for all, success. So here's what I think happened. Nobody likes to come empty-handed. So writing no gifts, please, on an invitation is basically just asking people to bring a gift. Almost nobody is going to follow that request. However, if on your invitation you explicitly spell out what you would like, especially if it's gift-like, something wrapped even, I do believe that you will have much more success in throwing a no presents birthday. So there you have it. Let's get right into the episode. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar. Just before sitting down to record this episode, I went to my mailbox and I retrieved 5 catalogs, 2 pamphlets, and a Valpak flyer. No actual mail, all junk mail. And I took that pile of junk and I walked straight to the recycle bin and they fluttered right on in. I am so over junk mail. I'm over the catchy slogans. I'm over the perceived sales, the promotions, the pretty people, the glitz, the faux glamour. And ultimately, I am sick of the repetition. Companies are drowning me slowly, and perhaps you too, with their junk ads and really their junk claims. So we're going to tackle junk mail first, because mailed advertisements, aka junk mail, accounts for 59% of everything in the average American's mailbox. So think about that. Nearly 60% of everything that is mailed to your house is junk mail. And on top of that, only half of junk mail is ever even read. So for every single piece of mail that you actually want, you're receiving 20 pieces of unwanted junk along with it. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, that doesn't sound all that sustainable, you're right. All this literal trash is made up at the expense of, you guessed it, it's always the environment. So there is some good news, and that is that there are services to help you stop the flow of junk mail into your mailbox. Now, I'm going to outline 2 today. The first one is Paper Karma, and the second one is called Catalog Choice. Paper Karma is an iPhone, iPad, and Android app that just halts the flow of junk mail. It claims to successfully stop most advertisements like catalogs, magazines, credit card offers. It's gotten rave reviews online. It has a very friendly interface and it makes stopping junk mail nearly effortless. It's really simple. You get a piece of junk mail, you whip out your cell phone, you take a picture of the barcode and you send it to Paper Karma. Paper Karma will do the work for you. You can check back on your app later and you will be notified when your name and address is successfully removed from whatever junk mail you send to Paper Karma. Now, there is one downfall to Paper Karma, and that is that it's a paid service. If you're willing to spend a couple bucks a month on tackling your junk mail, Paper Karma is definitely the way to go. However, if you're looking for a free option, I suggest you look into Catalog Choice. Catalog Choice is admittedly a little bit more effort. You log in online, you have to give much more information. It takes maybe 60 seconds per catalog to unsubscribe. However, again, it's free. I've used both services and while Paper Karma is easier and more user-friendly, I have seen success with Catalog Choice. Now, I have some more resources for you. Opt-out Screen is a free service that allows account holders to opt out of receiving those annoying credit card offers from the biggest credit reporting agencies like Equifax, Experian, et cetera, et cetera. So head over to Opt-out Screen, make a free account, and opt out of those credit card offers. Just know that your opting out is only good for 5 years. So every 5 years, you have to log back on and opt out again. The biggest piece of junk mail, literally the largest and thickest piece of junk mail that you may receive, is that oversized yellow phone book. If you're still receiving it, I encourage you to ask yourself why. In the internet age, all of that information can be accessed online. There's really no need for that chunky yellow book. Getting one is neither minimalist nor sustainable. So you can contact Yellow Pages directly and request to stop receiving one. Finally, when it comes to junk mail, I have one more suggestion for you. Pay the $2 processing fee with the Data and Marketing Association and remove your address from the list that companies use to find new customers. By paying this $2 processing fee, you can opt out of receiving future catalogs, magazines, and other mail offers. So Paper Karma and Catalog Choice stop the junk mail that's already coming to you, while the Data and Marketing Association prevents you from receiving new junk mail in the future. Now again, don't fret. I have links to all of these resources in the show notes, mamaminimalist.com/013. Moving right along to the noise produced by our cell phones. Now you may be thinking to yourself, cell phones are a voluntary purchase and using them is a conscious choice. It's a bit different from receiving junk mail because we opt in to purchasing and using our cell phones. While that is certainly true, I wonder whether a slight shift in our thinking about our cell phones would be beneficial. There was an excellent piece written in Wired by author David Pierce, and I'm just going to quote a little piece of it because it really hits home the advertising power our cell phones have over us. David Pierce says, quote, "Allowing an app to send you push notifications is like allowing a store clerk to grab you by the ear and grab you into their store. You're letting someone insert a commercial into your life anytime they want. Time to stop." I will link to Pierce's entire article in the show notes, but food for thought. Tuning out the junk on your cell phone is easy. The first step is to turn off all push notifications on your cell phone. Don't let any apps send you alerts. Next, go ahead and organize the apps on your smartphone by taking the social media apps and hiding them behind a folder so that when you click on your phone, the Facebook, the Instagram, et cetera, are not the first app grabbing your attention on your home screen. Now, why is this important? It's important because social media sites are crawling with ads these days. They've gotten so well disguised, you may not even notice you're reading an advertisement. Social media sites, as well as really any website or any app at its basis, is taking you away from the present moment and dragging you into the digital. So anything you can do on your cell phone to make it less enticing, less appealing, do it. For me, that means taking all my apps and hiding them behind folders on the second screen. Another strategy for monitoring your cell phone usage and tuning out the noise that it brings into our lives is to download an app that monitors the time you spend on your phone. I love the app called Moment. It's an app that automatically tracks how much time I use my iPhone every day. It allows me to set daily limits on myself. It notifies me when I go over my limit. And if you have older children, you can manage your children's screen time from your own phone. So you can really make screen-free time a staple in your home. Now, the final strategy I have for you when it comes to tackling your cell phone is to double check your cell phone's presence on the national do not call list. So you probably assume you're on it, but if you've been getting lots of robocalls or telemarketing calls on your cell phone, it wouldn't hurt to just double check and make sure you are actually on that do not call list. I was sure I was on it. I was absolutely positive. I would have bet money on the fact that I was on that list. But when I went to go check, for some reason, my cell phone was not on the list. And adding myself back on really cut back on the amount of telemarketing junk calls I received throughout the day on my cell phone. So we tackled the junk mail, we tackled our cell phones, and now we're moving right along to email. This one's easy. Most of us probably have savvy email providers that take spam and send it straight to the spam folder without us ever even being bothered by the junk email. However, if you are bothered by spam, and even if you're not bothered by spam, but you check your junk mailbox once in a while and you see it chock full of advertisements, I suggest you take it one step further. Don't just move stuff to the spam folder and leave it there. Take the extra step and unsubscribe from those emails. There is no benefit to keeping your name and email and contact information on marketers' email lists. Further, nobody needs 4 emails a day from companies they've purchased from in the past. So for me, before unsubscribing, I would receive, no joke, 4 to 5 emails a day from Pottery Barn enticing me to purchase something from their latest sale. It's not benefiting me by receiving those emails. It's only benefiting the company. You could manually unsubscribe from all the emails that you're receiving, or you could download a free app called Unroll.me. Unroll.me is a decluttering your inbox service that allows you to unsubscribe from unwanted emails and consolidate emails that you want to keep but don't want to read individually into a single daily email called the Roll-Up. It's easy to manage subscriptions by just swiping left to unsubscribe, up to put into your Roll-Up, and right to keep the email right where it is in your inbox. It's a handy dandy tool, and again, it's a free app, unroll.me. Now, finally, when it comes to turning off the noise and tuning out the advertisements, we can't end this episode without addressing television. A little known fact about me as a mother, I do not let my 4-year-old watch much television. I don't like to advertise this fact because it can often come off as me sounding preachy or judgy to other moms. But the reason the TV is usually off in my household is not because I think television's gonna fry my daughter's brain or dull her creativity. I actually do believe that television is safe, especially in moderation. The real reason I don't let her watch much TV is because of the commercials. The presence of commercials in the middle of television shows shouldn't surprise any of us, right? In the span of a 30-minute show, 9 minutes of the show is commercials, so nearly a third of a show is advertisements. That's no surprise to any of us. It's standard. It's also no surprise that the commercials during children's shows, during the shows that my daughter wants to watch, are perfectly tailored to a young audience. So the commercials make kids, my kids at least, think they need more stuff. The commercials are creating little consumers, They're priming my child to buy from age 4 and for the duration of her little life. As with most parenting decisions, TV time is a personal choice, and what's best for one family isn't best for all families. So if TV is a problem for you in your household, consider what it would be like if you got rid of cable. Just consider it. Don't do anything drastic. We're about incremental minimalism here, right? So perhaps you get rid of cable, but you keep a streaming service without commercials like Netflix or Hulu. Could that be a possibility for you and your family? Maybe you weigh the pros and the cons. What would you gain by ditching cable versus what would you lose? When it comes to television, know that I have no concrete strategies for you in terms of cutting through the noise that it creates, aside from simply suggesting that you see television for what it partially is, and that is another way for advertisers and marketers to enter our homes and make us think we need to buy more, more, more. So there you have it. Today we tackled all the stuff that takes us out of the present moment and takes us out of living our lives to the fullest. We talked about junk mail. We talked about our cell phones. Then we tackled email. And then we moved right along to television. I hope I've given you some concrete strategies to tackle the noise and tackle the junk so that you may live a richer and quieter life with the stuff you already have. You can access everything we talked about today in the show notes, mamaminimalist.com/013. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the show notes to come directly to your inbox from here on out. We're all busy. We all have a bazillion things going on in our lives. So me sending them straight to you eliminates the need for you to do one more thing. Finally, I'd love to hear from you. You can shoot me an email through my website, or you can find me on Facebook, or you can find the growing and robust group of sustainable minimalists in our free Facebook group. You can find us by searching for the Sustainable Minimalists. Come join us and ask your questions. We'd love to have you. See you next week. I hope your week is nice and quiet. Take care.